neopustili Prahu, sloh se spitilo. Križ sme opustili Prahu, sloh se spitilo. A piva bilo dosti, a jedla dosti, dosti. A piva bilo dosti, a jedla dosti, dosti. Križ sme opustili Prahu, sloh se svitilo. Bila prazna. Když sme opustili pivovar, večka bila prazna. A když sme popijeli, a dobře sme zmieli. A když sme popijeli, a dobře sme zmieli. Když sme opustili pivovar, večka bila prazna.
Yeah, the Dojka brothers there with their version of the Praha Polka, otherwise known as the Shiner Song. And that kicks off show number 37 of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. I do appreciate it. Going to bring you some great Czech polka and waltz music for the next hour or so, and we're going to get right on into it. I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about and a lot of great music to play for you, so I'm going to go ahead and kick it on off. Here's Charlie Adamczyk and his Polka Tones out of Dallas from all the way back in 1966, one called the Ophelia Polka. Thank you.
rodzina Pepiczka prosi na me chodzi. Ja bym tam chodziwał i się nie płakała. Ja bym tam chodziwał i się nie płakała. Czerwonym siarkeczkiem, czerwonym siarkeczkiem oczy się ucierała. Czerwonym siarkeczkiem, czerwonym siarkeczkiem oczy się ucierała.
Great Bill Moraz Orchestra out of Houston doing a nice waltz, one called I Love You. Right before that, Leo Majak and his orchestra out of Corpus doing the Červená Růžička. I had to remember my lyrics there for a minute. The Red Rose Polka. And like I said, we started that set off with Charlie Adamczyk and his polka tones and the Ophelia Polka. And next up, we're going to do kind of a little mini concert for you. Feature some of the bands that are going to be down in Galveston next Saturday on August 15th. Very cool thing. The Galveston Historical Foundation is putting on their very first annual Galveston Heritage Festival. And it is a kind of a salute and a look at immigration. As I'm not sure many of you know that outside of Ellis Island, Galveston was the largest immigration port in the United States. So Ellis Island was number one. Galveston was number two. That's where many, many, many immigrants came through Almost all the immigrants from Texas came through either Galveston or Indianola, just a little farther up the coast. But anyway, the Galveston Historical Foundation is putting on a festival, and it's going to have a lot of cool stuff. Lots of exhibits, a lot of dance groups. They're going to have a craft beer garden out there. I'm looking forward to that. And some live music. So I thought I would feature some of the bands that are going to be playing next Saturday. Give you a little taste of what you're going to hear. Let's kick it off with our buddy Brian Marshall. Here's Grasshopper Polka.
Thank you. Kačkem. Tim malim sokolem zaletjela bici, zaletjela bici na mileho Bože. Zaletjela bici, zaletjela bici na mileho Bože. Na jeho maštali povídala byť si, podívala byť si, so chlapci dělají. Povídala byť si, podívala byť si, so chlapci dělají.
Check Melody Masters there from our new CD, one called, of course, If I Were a Bird. Right before that, the Tuba Meisters, some nice little German music, Edelweiss, and Brian Marshall, like I said, started off with some Polish music, the Grasshopper Polka, and all three of those bands, including yours truly, are going to be down in Galveston next Saturday, August 15th, at the Galveston Heritage Festival. We're going to be playing from 5 to 6. I'm not sure when the other bands are going to be playing, but you know what? Just plan on spending the whole day there. It's going to be a great time. You're right off the beach. It's going to be at Kempner Park at the Garten Verein. Beautiful old 1800s octagonal German building that's been there forever. It's right off the Strand, right in the heart of Broadway with all those big, you know, Bishop's Palace and all those beautiful buildings. Got one more song before we take a short break. A little more concert music, some live stuff here, courtesy of the big three, being the Fragiles Polka Band, Leroy Matoka, and the Joe Patek Orchestra. This is from 1973. Wow, almost 42 years ago, August 19th, 1973. Down in Shiner, here's the big three, and I'll be all smiles tonight.
One, two, three. We'll be right back. music.
Oh yeah, a little Eastern European music to kick off the second half of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. Of course, Brave Combo doing one from their 1984 album World Dance Music, and the Russian Doll Polka. And like I said, with that, we are kicking off the second half of the show. And unfortunately, this is a part of the show I do not like doing. I wish I'd never had to do these, but I do every once in a while. It's actually been a while since I've had to do one, but unfortunately I am going to spend a little time and pay tribute to a Texas polka great who unfortunately passed away. And of course, this is one of the biggies, Mr. Vernon Droz, who passed away just 2 days ago on Saturday, August 1st. Vernon, I only had a chance to meet him a couple of times. I know Thomas and Dave from our group spent a lot more time going and seeing him down in Fayetteville and places like that, but Vernon was just incredible, a master. I mean, I put it on my Facebook page. I think by far, probably the most accomplished musician in Texas polka music history. And you're going to hear why in a minute. That guy could play the saxophone like nobody in the world. I mean, he was a world-class sax player, clarinet player. I never saw it, but I heard stories that he could play four saxophones at one time. I don't even know how that's possible. Yeah, one of the truly huge talents in Texas polka music, unfortunately, passed away a couple of days ago. So I'm going to do a little mini tribute to Mr. Vernon Droz and feature not only his band, but also a lot of the bands he played with. He played with, I want to say hundreds, but lots of bands. There's a real nice article if you Google his name and Google Texas Polka News or Polka Beat, and there's a nice little interview with Vernon. But I'm going to feature some of the bands that he played with, not just necessarily his own band, but a lot of the bands from the Fayetteville area and all around Central Texas. And every one of these songs, you'll be able to hear his saxophone just coming through. You know, that was the one thing I could always hear recording. And wow, there's Vernon. There he is right there. There's nobody that sounds like Vernon. So here we go. A little tribute to Mr. Vernon Droz. Start things off with the Ray Krennic Orchestra and Vernon doing the saxophone polka.
We'll be right back.
no pines heavy old grammar rhyme. Were I loved her and left her, but I can't forget her. Oh, I miss my pretty Caroline. Heaven, each night when a star started to shine, by those same stars above you, I swear that I'll love you, and I always will, my Caroline.
We'll be right back. back to Bohemia. My spirit has not ever strayed. Can't go back to Bohemia. A refugee must stay away. Would love to see my Lavinia. She's good and true as can be. And others there in Bohemia mean all the world to me. Back, back, back to Bohemia. Back to Bohemia, I know. Back, back, back to Bohemia. Someday I know I must go. I will steal my Lavinia, and we will live for the day that we go back to Bohemia and live in the old country way. Back to Bohemia, back to Bohemia, I know. Back, back, back to Bohemia. Someday I know I must go. I will steal my Lavinia, and we will live for the day that we go back to Bohemia and live in the old country way. And live in the old country way.
Wow, such a beautiful waltz there. Vernon Drost and the Texas Brass doing Take Me Back to Bohemia. That's from Vernon's own LP from 1969 entitled Back to Bohemia. Before that, Vernon, when he was playing with the Shiner Hobo Band, and the El Rancho Grande, like I said, you can definitely pick out Vernon's saxophone immediately. Clarence Boccia, one of the Boccias, from a 1970 promo cassette that Clarence did, Fraulein, with Vernon on saxophone. And like I said, we started off with the Ray Krennic Orchestra out of Wallace, featuring Vernon doing the saxophone polka. So I hope you enjoyed that little tribute to Mr. Vernon Drost. Vernon, rest in peace. We're going to miss you, but we'll always be listening to your music. So let's keep going on now. Here are the Debonairs out of Taylor area, A.J. Zrubeck, and the Ranger Waltz.
Thank you. Einmal
A little folk music there from Ryan Winkler Orchestra. Put Your Little Foot, of course, the old kind of German dance favorite. Right before that, some more German music, the New Braunfels Village Band, and one called the Schunkel Parade Waltz Medley. Some old-timey music from the Frank Meagle Orchestra out of the Schulenburg, Hallettsville, Flatonia area. You Light a Polka. And like I said, we started off with the Debonairs and the Rangers Waltz. And with that, unfortunately, my time is just about up. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you're listening online, stay tuned for the after show. I'll have that in just a little bit. But in the meantime, we're going to get on out of here and give one more plug to come out to see us, the Czech Melody Masters, along with the Tuba Meisters and Brian Marshall and a whole bunch of other cool stuff down in Galveston on Saturday, August 15th. It goes from 10 to 8. We'll be playing from 5 to 6, but plan on spending the whole day there and soaking up some culture, you know, some culture and some history. So we're going to get on out of here with one more featuring the legendary Vernon Drost, and this will just give you, this will knock your socks off, okay? This is better than Boots Randolph right here, I guarantee it. It's the Clarence Boccia Orchestra featuring Vernon Drost, and of course, the Yakety Sax Polkas. Until next time, everybody take care, stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye. Everybody, welcome to the after show. Thanks for hanging around. I appreciate it. A little bit of last minute scrambling on this show. I had a completely, couple of completely different segments picked out for this show. I was actually going to, it's kind of weird, I actually had picked out a Vernon Drost song that I was going to feature instead of the Bill Moraz song, the Leo Myek song. The Leo Myek song was actually going to wrap up the show. And then that whole section that I dedicated to Vernon originally was going to be some polka and waltz music from the Czech Republic in honor of the Heritage Festival down in Galveston next week. I thought that would be a good kind of tie-in to feature some actual, you know, music from the old country, kind of play the music of our ancestors and what they listened to when they came over here to the New World, you know. But then I found out actually yesterday on Sunday that Vernon had passed away, and I just kind of scrambled. It's like, no, I've got to do a tribute to Vernon. You know, he was such an inspiration and such a great musician, you know, I could not pass that up. So a little bit different show than what I had planned on, but I think it turned out okay. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's see what's going on. Oh, the big news. If you saw my videos on Facebook, the CDs are in. They came in today, Monday, August 3rd. Got home. There was a nice big box of CDs waiting here for me. If you ordered one, hopefully you already have it by now. Put a couple in the mail tomorrow for those two guys, Tim and Don, who ordered ahead of time. Also put about 13 in the mail to various radio stations that play polka music, most of them in Texas, but a few in Nebraska and Wisconsin. So, excuse me, hopefully, if you listen to one of those stations, you'll start to hear our music. If you do, make sure, please do, call up the station and let them know you're glad they're playing our music and you like it and you want to hear more of it, because that's the big thing, you know. If they know people are enjoying it and they, you know, you guys start requesting songs and things like that, they'll keep playing it, and that's a big deal. So, anyway, like I said, you know, the CD's here. You can order one. As far as online, as of today, I don't have any information about that. I would assume probably by the time you're hearing this, I'm hoping that will be straightened out as far as being able to order it off of Amazon or CD Baby or iTunes. All that stuff is in the works. I just haven't heard back from the company yet that it's all set up. So that may take a few days. But definitely I'll let you guys know on Facebook or whatever when you can go onto iTunes or Amazon or whatever. And if you want to purchase a copy that way, knock yourself out, you know. I'm an old school guy. I like the physical copies myself. You know, I can pop one into my computer and burn the MP3s and stick them on my hard drive or whatever. So that's not a big deal. But some people like to download the files straight from Amazon or iTunes or whatever. So that's cool. Go for it. You know, however you get the music, that's what's important. I know you're gonna enjoy it. I really do. It's turned out fantastic. Well, that is it for the after show. I haven't really thought of any music to play, so I'm just going to plug in a couple of songs, some of those 45s that I recorded a while back. I don't know if you remember a couple of the first ones I featured were from a local group out of East Bernard called Jeff and the Kickers, kind of one of those local bands that tries to make it big, you know. I'm sure you have one of those in your town, especially if you're from Texas, you know, bands like the Emotions and the Debonairs, you know, bands like that that play the SP, JST, and the KC and the American Legion Hall circuit. You know, they do mainly cover tunes or whatever has just come out, but then they also record some of their own stuff and try to get a record contract going, you know, or at least sell a few albums. So, going to feature the other 45 I have of them, and this one's actually on Rampart Records. This is not on their own record label, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm just going by memory. A couple of cover tunes. The first one is an old Bobby Goldsboro tune called See the Funny Little Clown. I used to love that song. It's pretty kind of sappy now that I listen to it. When I was a kid, I loved it. And then the flip side is going to be Take These Chains from My Heart. So a couple of more very rare recordings by Jeff and the Kickers out of East Bernard to wrap up the after show. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. See y'all later.
See the funny little clown, see him laughing as you walk by. Everybody thinks he's happy, 'cause you never see a tear in his eye. No one knows he's crying, no one knows he's dying on the inside. But he keeps laughing on the outside. know. See a funny little clown, he's hiding behind his smile. They all think he's laughing, but I know he's really crying all the while. Now his heart is aching. How his heart is breaking on the inside. He keeps laughing on the outside. Funny little clown, you never used to see him around without his girl beside him to love and guide him. Until one day his girl just walked away.
Of a love that used to be.